Blog Talk Radio.
Apocalypse Nana Show.
I love that I did that at the end. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Apocalypse Nana Show. My name is Jacqueline Druga. I am your host this evening. I want to thank everyone for being here. Well, it's not everyone. It's Kate. Just Kate. Just me and Kate. Rob is sick with a headache. My sister, who is supposed to stop by, is sick with a headache. I kid you not. And Kate, I have to look to see if there's a virus out there that starts with a headache. Hold on. Kate says that Rob got something in Florida.
I mean, did he say any of his symptoms? Could it be Zika?
It could be. It could be. I'm in the chat room. I am in the chat room right now because Rob is not. Unfortunately, I don't have the talent to work chat and talk at the same time. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to manage this. So those in the chat room, just so you know, that is me. I'm going to try to look down so I can see if you guys ask any questions or say, "Hey, we can't hear you." All right, so I'm going to look up. Well, there's a lot of things like meningitis. Meningitis could be viral. Meningitis is very contagious.
Now, what does that do?
It's inflammation of the meninges, which is the brain. It's like an infection of the brain.
Okay.
Let me put this in. I'm going to Google. Hold on. Well, I'm going to Google. I have to leave all these windows open because we have all these cool websites I want to share.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we have lots of cool websites. I'm still in chat, but I'm sort of not. Okay, let me go ahead. Contagious viruses, symptom headache. See, I do real good with Google. My daughter says I should be the Google mom. I should do a website called the Google mom because I can find anything. Norovirus infection, but that has vomiting. Meningitis. Dude, I'm good with my disease and encephalitis. They can be caused by parasites. I like this. I'm going to save that. Anyhow, what if there's like this outbreak and the headache causes people to go mad? I mean, absolutely bonkers, like rage mad, like crazy.
Well, that's really not going to affect either of us.
No, it wouldn't, because we are already crazy. So Rob has this new virus, which I will come up with a name with next week, and my sister has it, and so it's just me and Kate. So when we're sitting here, it was supposed to be relationships, okay, because my sister says, "Oh!" That's not the way my sister talks, but for the sake of the show, because she's not freaking here, I'm going to talk like that. "Oh! I want to be on your podcast!" Do you?
"Yeah, Mom! Make her be on. Let her tell her to make me on the podcast."
"Jacqueline, you have to let her be on your podcast." "Mom, she never shows up." "Jacqueline, she'll show up if she's saying she'll show up." "Fine. Lynn, you could be on the podcast."
"Okay, but you got to make it about relationships."
"Lynn, my show's about the apocalypse."
"Okay, well, make it about the relationship and the apocalypse."
"Okay, so this Thursday, relationships and the apocalypse."
"Yes, I'll be there. I swear to God, on all three of my children, I will be there."
Her poor kids. So, I call Rob. "Hello. Hey, Rob. Oh, hey, Princess. What's going on?" This week on the show, we're going to do about men and women in the apocalypse, relationships in the apocalypse. "Can you do a synopsis?" "Absolutely. I'll do that synopsis. You'll have it in your inbox. I can't wait. The show's going to be wonderful." "Thanks, Rob." "You're welcome." And then Rob hangs up. I'm all happy. I get the synopsis. I go post it. Boop, 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 boop. That's my text message. My sister, no, Rob text messages to me first that he has a headache, a killer headache, and can't make it. Then my sister texts, she has a headache, a killer headache, and can't make it. So here are me and Caitlin, poor Caitlin, running this whole show. So you're going to have to deal with us, so please feel free to call in and jump in on the conversation that we are about to have. So we may not stick on relationships, because there's some really cool things happening in the news. Not really cool things.
Really noteworthy things.
Better word, Caitlin. Who was the female comedian that died? What was her name? Mary something. Mary, I'm looking.
Recently?
Yeah, she was the mother on Everyone Loves Raymond.
Oh, Doris Roberts.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking Mary from. Doris Roberts died.
Yeah. She was 90?
90. So that wasn't like, oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to guess that when I'm like 80 and someone tells me, oh, so-and-so died. She was 90, and I'm going to go, oh, my God.
It's so young.
Because, you know, when I was, like, 30, and someone that was, well, no. Once you're 30 years old, here's what happens, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your perception of age changes. You know, when you're in your 20s, 65, you're like, oh, 65, 70, that's they lived a good life. But once you hit like 30, mid-30s, you're like, oh, 65, too young to die, too young to die. You know, the only acceptance after the age of, I say 30, that you're okay with someone passing away is in their 80s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But years ago, like, you know, they say that 50 is the new 40, 40 is the new 30, 30 is the new 20. And that exactly is right. I can remember my grandmother, my great-grandmother at 65, fucking bonkers. Like, see now, wearing only red boots, walking naked in the snow. It's outside. Totally bonkers, okay? Mm-hmm. Trying to kill my Uncle Bill, my crazy Uncle Bill, who already was in the attic with what we would now call post-traumatic stress syndrome from Korea, okay? Because, like, in a shoebox. This is the honest to God's truth, okay?
Okay.
I will. Let me backtrack, okay? So my grandmother was 65 when she went senile. She was 67 in a nursing home, and that was average age in a nursing home.
Wow.
My great-grandmother. When my grandmother was older, she didn't go senile. She kept her mind till the very end. But she was in her 70s when she passed away, which was still very young, but she had gotten sick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And but back in the 90s, when my grandmother was in her 70s, early 70s, the average age in a nursing home was 70s. When I started working in a nursing home in 2008, you know, the average age of a nursing home was 80. Not even like 5 years later, 6 years later, in the nursing home, 80, they were spry. They were spry. So, like, 80's the new 70. 90's the new 80. 100's the new 90. So as we get older, medicine gets better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, age is better. So I'm talking about my crazy Uncle Bill with post-traumatic stress disorder.
With the shoebox in the attic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I don't know, am I the only person that has a relative that lives, like, removed section of the house? Like, my crazy Uncle Bill lived on the third floor. I live on the third floor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the house I grew up in my grandmother's house, the front door was on Forbes Avenue, but the house was so big, okay? It actually had a servant's entrance from when it was built back in 1770.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a really old house. Had a servant's entrance. So it was a big room, big house. My grandfather made the four bedrooms on the second floor the five bedrooms into four bedrooms. And then there was the third floor, which had three rooms. And that's where my Uncle Bill lived. But he used to talk all night. He'd come home drunk from the bar, work the steel mill, come home drunk from the bar, go up into his attic and just start yelling like things, like, in Korean. He wasn't Korean, keep this in mind. He was actually Caucasian. He wasn't even actually a blood relative. He was a shoebox. He was a bartering deal. Like, his mother was a heroin addict or drug addict prostitute who sold my Uncle Bill, and it's not the truth, to my great-grandmother for 25 cents. Truth. I got to put that in my biography that I've been working on. So he would, like, talk crazy shit. And me and my Uncle Billy, young Uncle Billy, wasn't his son. Mm-hmm. He was only 4 years older than me. We used to sit at the bottom of the steps and listen to him, like, talk, you know. He's going to come out. Now, this is nowadays, we think he was going to kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, me and Billy go up to his room while he's at work. We know he's working at 3 to 11 shift. And we decide to go into his room and check his stuff. we find a box full of photographs, because he was a photographer and a cook in Korean War, of naked dead Korean chicks and like severed heads. Not, we didn't find severed heads.
Pictures
we found
of
pictures
them.
Of severed heads. So
like shrunken heads, or
like just
recently.
Here's the thing.
Cut off.
They were cut off, and they were Korean cut off. And I'm thinking they may have been prisoners or something like that were beheaded. It was like a grave, and the heads were severed from the bodies. And the naked girls, not, I don't know that they were all dead, but it was just bizarre pictures that he took. And there were pictures of other stuff that he took, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking to myself, no wonder this guy went bonkers. This is what he saw. Now, despite the fact that a lot of people say when you look through the camera lens, you become the lens, so you become unemotional and unattached, okay?
Yeah.
I can't see how that would not affect you.
I mean, I guess if you're around it long enough, you do get desensitized.
Yeah, but...
but I imagine that would take a while. I mean, do you know how long he was over there?
I don't think he was there more than 2 years.
Hmm.
But that's the truth.
Wow.
Craziness. Craziness. And I don't even know where we got that. How did we even get to there? As opposed to what we're talking about, what brought this on? Oh, Doris dying.
Your naked aunt.
My naked aunt. Because Doris was 90 years old. Funny woman. The world sadly is going to miss her. China. Wrestler formerly known as China. Joni Lauder. Dead. 46 years old. The world may not miss her. But...
you know. I don't follow wrestling, but I actually did know who she was.
I did too. I liked her. I felt bad for her, what Triple H did to her.
Yeah.
You know, he was dating her. He said, I love you. I love you too, Triple H. And then, meanwhile, he's having an affair with the boss's daughter. Like, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you really did fall in love with her. Not only did Stephanie McMahon take her boyfriend, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they kicked her out of the WWE, which spiraled her on a really bad path. You know, poor thing, never recovered. And sadly, the third loss is Prince. Man, that was a shocker. Were you shocked when you heard that?
Yeah, because how I heard about it, the place where I work, they have the radio playing in the next room, and the DJ just said all of a sudden, oh, we're going to play... you know, Purple Rain in memory of Prince. And as soon as I heard that, I just stopped what I was doing, went on Yahoo, checked the news. Did I hear that right? Did he seriously die? And the thing is, like, I had nothing against Prince. I just didn't really follow him much. I mean, you know, the first thoughts that came to my mind after I heard he died were actually... other people making fun of him, like, you know, like the Prince show, that SNL sketch, or it's like a talk show that Prince is hosting, and but what was it, the Dave Chappelle sketch where he was playing basketball with Charlie Murphy? Like, I didn't really know anything about Prince,
and I found 25 facts about Prince that would be helpful. Now I want to get something to Nostradamus straight. Okay. Okay, Nana is from Money Family with Big House Realty. No, I'm from the ghetto. The house was, is, and will ever be until they knock it down in the ghetto. It was an old ghetto house. I think my grandparents paid $2,500 for that house back in 1950. My mom was born in 40, so 1952, $2,500. So, no, it was just the way of that house. Yeah, we were one of the very few. We were in the white block. Honestly, we were in the white block. And there was a Mexican block. There was a crazy people block, which I'm surprised that we weren't on the crazy people block. But, yeah, just so you know, I'm not royalty. So here's some 25X. And hello to Tammy in the chat room. I haven't seen Tammy in a while. It's good to see her. Nostradamus says, ghetto Nana, that rocks. Thank you, Nostradamus. All right, so... yeah, you would not know that to talk to me. But if you look at the way, I'm very down. I look like your typical Walmart shopper half the time. Well, okay, I don't wear things that are too tight. But, like, I wear jeans and a t-shirt. Caitlin wears jeans and a t-shirt. The flashy dresser on the Apocalypse Nana show is Rob. 25 facts that you may or may not know about Prince. All right, just before we get into this, let me just say, Joni Lauder, who is AKA China, just had a really hard life her whole life. And it's a shame that she went, and they're saying a suspected drug overdose. I feel really bad for her. She did some porn, but I think it was because she was trying to hurt herself in so many ways. You know, like, she really was. She was trying to make money. She lost everything. Doris, what was her last name?
Roberts.
Roberts. Apparently, she had a drug overdose as well.
Really?
Yeah. That's what they're saying. They're saying that she had a heroin overdose, but they're not releasing that information. I'm joking. She didn't. Prince, however, there's a lot of suspicion around that one. Like, did he have a drug overdose 6 days ago, which sequentially caused a heart attack today? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or did he have a flu and pulled a Brittany Murphy and took too much medication on the plane, which could have happened?
I mean, because nobody's really giving a cause of death. I mean, I realize it's short notice, but it almost feels like they're keeping something under wraps.
Yeah, the thing is, I've taken plane rides with a cold, okay? And you've got to take some sort of sinus medication, decongestant, or your head just wants to explode. Your ears. I had ear problems having a cold getting on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
So Prince Floyd got on his private jet, just popped a couple Sudafed or Benadryl, probably had a glass of wine, and the pressure and all that just caused a bad reaction in him, and then he just never recovered. But they said he was battling the flu. 25 facts. The first one really sucks. Many critics believe Prince's career was pretty much the foot-in-the-door technique. He delivers sexually explicit lyrics to lure you in, to religion. No, I don't buy it because he changed religion 4 times during his career. Okay, 2. Prince only looks tall from afar because he's only 5'2".
I knew he was short.
He played the electric guitar on Madonna's Like a Prayer. Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. No, you know, a couple things I do know about him. I know he did the original recording for Nothing Compares to You. Yeah, Sinead O'Connor's version was a cover.
I did not know that. Let's see if that comes up in the 25. Hey, we ask everyone in the chat room without Googling to see if you can come up with the 25 facts, or at least a fact about Prince that may not be on this list, besides that he's short and he played guitar with Madonna. At 10 years old, he danced with James Brown.
Oh, wow.
When he was broke, he would go outside of a McDonald's to smell the food. I didn't have any money, so I'd just stand outside there and smell the stuff, Prince said in a 1985 Rolling Stone interview. Poverty makes people angry, brings out their worst side. I was bitter when I was young. I was insecure, and I'd attack anybody. I couldn't keep a girlfriend for 2 weeks. We'd argue about everything. That's good. Michael Jackson's Bad could have been one of the biggest pop duets. He originally planned for Prince to be on the song. The Purple One gave some insight as to why it didn't happen, specifically around the lyrics, Your Butt Is Mine. Okay, he didn't like Your Butt Is Mine lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see here. His video shoots for 1999, Little Red Corvette, proved to be disastrous for toilets. Mm-hmm. The mineral oil used to create the smoke in the videos gave many people on the set diarrhea. That's so great.
I would say I'm never going to watch that video the same way again.
I'll never watch that video the same way again.
You'll be looking for the diarrhea gas.
I know. How is that possible, though? How can
there's got to be like just some chemical in it that causes a reaction when you inhale it?
Crazy. Prince was never too cool for romance. He once canceled a Japanese tour to record an album in hopes of impressing his star crush, Kim Basinger. Journalists must have impeccable.
You know, come to think of it, there was a lot of Prince music in the first Batman movie that she was one of the stars of.
See, he had a big crush on her. Let's see. He doesn't like his voice to be recorded. Number 10.
He's
impeccable short-term memory. Must have impeccable short-term memory to interview Prince. He doesn't allow his voice to be recorded. So when you interview him, you have to sit down and actually write things down. You have to do it the way, like, old-fashioned way. Okay?
So this is just for interviews.
Interviews, he doesn't.
I was going to say that this multi-Grammy-winning recording artist doesn't like to have his voice recorded.
It was Prince who emailed Zooey Deschanel and asked her to star on the show New Girl because he's a fan of the show.
Hmm.
Pretty interesting fact.
Mm-hmm.
Prince was the inspiration for Tupac's making of All Eyes on Me. The rapper sampled some of his music. He allowed him to sample his music.
You know, that's interesting because another thing coming to mind about Prince, for some reason, he really didn't like Weird Al. Like, Weird Al yanked.
Weird. I mean, like, no pun intended. We're
But like, yeah, because like nowadays it's sort of like a sign that you've made it when
Weird Al
wants to do a parody of your song. But yeah, for several decades, you know, Weird Al would come to Prince asking permission to do a parody of some song of his, and Prince just repeatedly turned him down.
Was Prince gay?
Well, it sounds like he has a history of dating women. I wonder.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you'll hear why. An entire album recorded as his feminine alter ego was never released.
Hmm. What was his feminine alter ego?
Her name was Camille.
Hmm.
His favorite meal was SpaghettiO and orange juice. Oh, here's a good one. He originally asked Stevie Nicks to write the lyrics to Purple Rain.
Mm-hmm.
She said the enormity of the track was too much for her.
Well.
It means it was too big of a song. She couldn't think of that many words.
Yeah, so he wrote the music first and then looked for a lyricist?
Yeah, he did. The famous Chappelle Show sketch was inspired by Prince's actual talent as a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Game blouses.
His half-sister Lorna tried to sue him after claiming she wrote his book, You Got the Look. Wrote the hook, You Got the Look. The force is undeniable with Prince. He performed at George Lucas's wedding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Prince has never listened to his old albums. The motorcycle used in Prince's Purple Rain video is a Honda. Don't give it. The entertainer almost gave Kiss a song he penned to a band named Maserati. It's too good for you guys, he said, as a reason for keeping it to himself.
Okay.
All right, here it is. Number 21. It was Prince who wrote Nothing Compares to You. Good job.
Oh,
wow. Wow, I did not know this. Wow. He sadly lost a son. Boy George passed away in 1996 from a rare genetic condition called Pfeiffer syndrome. He was only 1 week old.
Oh, wow.
I never knew that.
No, maybe I'm thinking of someone else. Boy George.
Was a singer. He probably named the baby after the singer, yeah.
Oh, wow.
NBA player Carla Buzu was actually Prince's landlord.
Yeah.
Prince is part of a reason that the parental advisory sticker is found on albums. Funk Machine was the first song he ever wrote at 7 while playing on his father's piano. There you go. 25 facts, bud. Prince. And we are going to take a commercial break, and we will be right back. We're going to play that Dingleberry commercial we played last week.
Oh, I love the 90s. Wish I was old enough to appreciate them.
You've done a lot of things and you want people to notice. Harrington Sin understands. We've done a lot of things. We've traveled to pristine forest to clear cut the finest timber. Then shipped it halfway around the world in coal burning steamships to be manufactured by children in third world countries. It's shipped again around the globe to another third world country where we package our low quality toothpicks.
Hi, I'm famous basketball player Dwight Dingleberry. I don't normally endorse a product unless a company gives me a big check. Howerington Tinson did just that. By paying me, they were able to increase their cost, therefore increase their profit. Yes, $29.95 for a box of toothpicks may seem high, but the logo on the box sort of looks like a silhouette of me doing a basketball play, so it is well worth it. So go out and get yourself some boxes of nice toothpicks, but also make fun of your friends who don't have my toothpicks, because remember, you ain't nothing unless you have a dingleberry hanging from your lip.
Get your dingleberry on.
Okay, we're back. It looks like Nostradamus left the show. They must hate us talking about Prince. We're going to stop talking about Prince anyhow. Hey, interesting fact, celebrities die in threes. They die in threes. And it looks like June is says her tablet is dying. So we're going to have June give us a call if she wants to be on the show. China. Yes, June, you're a little late to the game. China did die. So I'm going to give you some celebrities that died in three. Can anyone think about who they are? All right? I don't know if this is one is actually a celebrity, but we're going to go ahead and go through celebrity deaths in threes.
So how's this work? You're going to name someone and we have to guess
the
other two?
Yes, the other two that died with them. Okay?
Okay.
If I can get this damn thing to work here. Okay? All right. All right, here's the easy one, everybody. Buddy Holly. Caitlin.
Richie Valens. Like, does it count that it all happened at the same time?
Yes.
Richie Valens and the Big Bopper.
Very good. All right, Harold. John Ritter. We'll give Harold a second to... Oh, she's June's like, I know. You know what? Let's bring, who's online? Hey, Tammy, you went to bed. Tammy left. So let's bring Harold on and we'll bring June on and we'll make whoever wants to dial in play the game. They could do that.
Let's see what's going on in the chat here. Okay, June says she's in the queue.
Remember, if you want to join the chat, be on the radio, just press 1. I believe we have Harold and June. They're like their own movie. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
All right.
Hi,
we're
you
gonna
hear
play
me?
We're going to play the celebrity death game, okay? We start out today with this week, and the celebrity rule of three death game is, as long as they die all within a week of each other, they fall into the curse of the celebrity death rule of three. So, we know China, you know, Doris Roberts and Prince all died this week. All right, that's this one. I gave Caitlin an easy one, Richie Valens, or Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, the Big Bopper. Harold, this is yours.
Yeah.
John Ritter. Who died with John Ritter?
Oh, man. I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
You suck.
One of them was named John. Does that help?
June, do you know that? Oh.
Patrick Swayze.
Who?
Didn't Patrick Swayze die, like, right around the same time?
He doesn't count.
No.
I mean, counts, but that's not the big celebrity. Who was the big celebrity that died the same day as John Ritter? We'll give you another guess. He had the first name John, like Caitlin said.
Johnny Cash. Not Cash.
His wife. Yeah.
Johnny
Cash.
You got it. Yeah. All right. Ready for the next one, guys? If you are, if it's Fred and Fred wants to be on the show, just press 1, Fred. All right, ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. For 1 point, Michael Jackson, what other two celebrities died with Michael Jackson? Didn't die with him.
You okay over there?
I'm trying to think right now.
Come on.
I can't come up with any. Jeez.
June?
Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn's still alive.
What's the other one? Farrah Fawcett.
Yep. Very good.
Same day as Michael Jackson.
And who's the third?
The OxyClean guy.
It was him, but there's one big one that no one thought about and everybody forgot about. And he was a big one. I'll start giving slow clues. And when you get this, yell it out. Ready? Ready, Harold?
Yep.
Harold?
Okay.
Yeah, here's your slow clue. Here. Star. Publisher. Search.
Ed McMahon?
There you go. Yeah. Did you know that he died the same day as Farrah Fawcett?
Well, same week.
No.
Well, Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson died the same day, and then Ed McMahon, I think, was 2 or 3 days later. That was in 2009.
Yeah.
I was working and cutting, actually, do you remember the TV show Hard Copy?
Yeah.
I was, what the hell was his name? He was an asshole. I was cutting his hair.
You're a hair cutter?
I told you last week.
But you lost me on the sewing last week. You had me all engrossed in the fact that you sew.
I do hair, pretty much anything you want.
You build stuff.
I build furniture.
Oh, wow.
You know what? Before we get to say this,
I can
guys,
sew you up.
I am going to be getting lots of information on a major earthquake that they're predicting to happen here very soon. That could be devastating. That there's actually a conference going to be happening, a secret conference happening to discuss preparedness for this earthquake. Not necessarily, we're safe. Harold, however, is not. Okay, so anyhow, Harold, you may want to move to this side of the country as soon as possible.
Come and live with June.
All right. Oh, he is.
All right. I'm going to give you.
I'm working at it.
I don't know. I would not consider this person a celebrity. King Fahd, okay, died the same day as author Robin Cook. And who was the third? Let me know. June, this is yours. You got 5 seconds on the clock. Next week is also Family Feud.
Okay. 5 seconds?
No, you're 5 seconds up, 2 seconds ago.
What year did
Harold.
He die?
I don't know. It was a while ago.
What year did he die?
2005.
2005. Who died in 2005?
Robin Cook
and
his King Fahd.
That was a bad year.
Oh my God. Really? You got 5 seconds and now you're just milking every second for a minute. Harold, you ready for your ready for your clues?
Okay,
here you go.
Yeah.
Newscaster.
Peter Jennings.
Walter Cronkite.
That was Harold, he gets the point. Harold. It was Peter Jennings. All right. Don Knotts from the famed Mayberry RFD died along with these two other 60s and 70s television actors. Who were they? One was from the famous show Night Stalker.
Oh.
Check. I have a timer.
Okay. It was Darren McGavin and Dennis Weaver.
Okay, yeah.
Susan Plachette of the Boston Show.
I don't know who any of them are.
died the same week as these two actors?
Wait, I didn't hear the first one.
Susan Plachette?
Susan Plachette.
Yeah. From the Bob Newhart Show. Died the same week as these two young actors.
What year?
2008.
That would be the kid from The Client and Heath Ledger.
Very good. You got them both. Brad Renfro and Heath Ledger. Good job.
What was the second one?
Brad Renfro. God, that was really a
trick. Brad Renford.
That was really good. Oh, my gosh. I'm very impressed. Very impressed.
I categorize everything by years.
Do you?
Yeah, should we?
Yes.
Give years?
We should, but I'm not going to.
Okay. Well, good job, June.
Good job, June. Good job. Very impressed.
Should I steal that from somebody?
I have a whole bunch more.
I'm terrible at playing games.
All right, Harold. More recently.
Yeah.
More recently, David Bowie passed away. Who were the other two?
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Well, one of them was the same age as David Bowie. He was also British. And he was also an actor.
Harry Potter.
The guy that played the, he was in charge of the school.
June?
Corbett. Right.
No, it's Alan Rickman.
Oh.
Alan Rickman.
Right.
And the third in that one was one more, but he's not a celebrity. He's the husband of a celebrity, a very famous celebrity, a very talented celebrity. She was brilliant. She sings wonderfully. She was much younger than him. She was 14 when they met. He was 34, maybe even older. He was married. She was not. She was only 14. He became her manager and knew instantly he loved her, but never touched her. So they said.
Oh, I know.
Who?
I know.
Dion.
Celine
right.
Dion's husband.
But I was married to Dion.
Right. And that is a true story. I just told everybody, just so you know.
Well, and then her brother died not too long after that.
He died the next day.
The next day. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That was like freaking craziness. All right. Let's see if there's one more. Okay. I don't know who that is.
Who?
Tony Gwynn.
No,
I don't know who that is. All right. Peaches Gilda died the exact same day as this 1940s movie icon.
Who the heck's Peaches Gilda?
Bob Gildoff's daughter. It would have been. Wait, I'm scrolling here. Mickey Rooney. And finally, this is a good one. Annette Funicello. You don't know this one yet. Died the same day as this powerful woman. Both famous women. One woman, famous for her looks, Annette Funicello. The other, famous for her brain. And even though this woman, Annette, was younger, she was in worse shape than this woman when she passed away. This woman was an icon. Are you guys ready to guess?
What year?
I'm not going to give the year. I'm going to give clues.
I don't even know who Annette is. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, but you know who this other woman is. British.
Yeah, I think from the Detroit,
strong,
you know.
Smart, iron lady.
Margaret Thatcher?
Very good, Margaret Thatcher. Yay!
Woo. He cheated. No.
Women are going to take Hey, guys, we're going to take one quick commercial break, speaking of women. And when we come back, we're going to talk about women again. And we are also going to play the Flash Fame game. So don't go away.
I love the Flash Fame game.
Me too.
Bimbo, dog, fat pig. Real quotes from Donald Trump about women. A person who is very flat-chested is very hard to be a 10. I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers. Look at that face. Would anyone vote for that?
She had the height. She had the beauty. She was crazy. But these are minor details.
I like kids. I mean, I won't do anything to take care of them. I'll supply funds, and she'll take care of the kids. You know, it really doesn't matter what they write, as long as you've got a young and beautiful piece of
That must be a pretty picture. You dropping to your knees.
There was blood coming out of her eyes. Blood coming out of her wherever.
Women, you have to treat them like
This is how Donald Trump talks about our mothers, our sisters, our daughters.
If you believe America deserves better, vote against Donald Trump. Our principals pack is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Oh.
I need to know which one of you two are making all the noise.
Me.
Was it me?
Okay.
Probably me.
Are you cooking something,
issues.
Jen?
I am cooking.
It sounded like a pot meat.
I made spinach and tomato with cheese stuffed inside chicken.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Is there anything you can't do, June?
Yeah, June. So, listen.
Finger waves.
I think when the new things are going to incorporate to the show, like my own style game show every week at 9:30, okay, at the end of the show. Like this week we're doing Guess the Death. So, I think maybe next week we'll either do Family Feud or What's That Sound?
Okay.
Okay? All right, stuff like that. We'll do, like, different games every week. What do you guys think?
I like it.
All right, so right now, let's talk about a subject before we get into the Flash Fan game. We're talking about women. We segued really nicely into what Donald Trump calls women. Do you notice it's the first time I mentioned Donald Trump's name?
I'm still voting for him.
Right.
Well, but, you know, here's the deal. Donald Trump takes a stand on this issue we're about to talk about. He is totally against it. Totally against it. Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. What say you, Harold?
I say it shouldn't be. It should be a new bill for her. Or get a $25 bill.
I think it should be the 95-cent bill. I think you have a 95-cent bill, not a dollar bill. A 95-cent bill, because everything is sick, like $6.95. You know?
I like that.
You like it?
95-cent bill. Yeah.
He's lobbying for equality.
Equality.
Even
now,
after
tell
her
me,
death.
Are you saying put her on her own bill because, A, she deserves to be on her own bill, B, we shouldn't remove Jackson from the $20 bill?
We shouldn't remove Jackson from a $20 bill. Make a new bill for her. She's a Republican.
All right. June.
Well, I really give two shits. It doesn't faze me. So they're changing the picture on the $20 bill.
They're supposed to give the money a whole new design, too. Almost like looking like British money.
No, baby.
In 10 years, we're not going to use paper money anyway.
You don't think?
No. 10, 15 years, everything's going to be completely cards or phone.
But here's the problem with that. Until they can figure out a way to stop people from hacking your cards getting your number, they'll never do it. They'll never do it. Because, like, there's a lot of times I'll use cash simply because, and certain restaurants I've had my card ran too many times or too much put on my card. So until they can figure out a way to safeguard that, I don't think it'll happen. 20 years maybe, but not 10. But that's, you have pretty much the same attitude I have about the image on the bill, June. I have the same attitude. It's in the year 2030. The next president of the United States is going to change that. He's going to sign an executive order that we're not changing the $20 bill. And he can do that. Caitlin, what is your opinion on this $20 bill? You are the left side of the bed. I mean, what is your...
It really doesn't bother me either. Have they ever given a reason why they want to change it?
Well, they're saying that, here's the thing, and everyone can probably agree with me, and this is the reason that they wanted to change it. This went back last year when the big debate said, why is there not a woman on any of the American money? Like, we're like the country that doesn't put women on their money. And so they're racking their brains. Now, I guess they're trying to get the minority and the minority, the female, the African American, on the bill. It was never said that that was the case. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I find it hard to believe, and this is what this gets me, and it has nothing to do with the money or who was chosen, that they had that hard of a decision finding a woman that shaped this country.
Yeah.
I mean, let's stop and think. If you were to name a woman that shaped this country, who would you name? Kate, Harold, June. Think of a woman that shaped this country. If you were on the panel at the Treasury to come up with women that shaped this country, who would you bring to the table?
Abigail Adams.
Who is she?
She was John Adams' wife.
Okay.
Yeah. She had a big influence.
Well, she was a big influence on him. Like,
right.
Have you ever seen the play 1776?
Yes.
Yeah, that was about how, you know, she was kind of his cheerleader of sorts.
Oh. What about you, Harold? Any woman that you think was a great influence on this country?
Abigail Adams, because she did have a big influence.
Okay. And what about, June, what do you think about a woman influencing on the 20-year-old?
Cross between Nancy Reagan and... Crap. What was it? Theodore Roosevelt's wife, I think it was.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yep,
yeah.
Her.
She was a lesbian.
Oh, well.
That was perfect because then she would reach out to the trans community.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think that, honestly, I don't think anything's wrong with Harriet Tubman. She ran the Underground Railroad. I think it's a great choice. But look how slim the pickings are for women. Mm-hmm. Now, you think of great men, Ronald Reagan, John F. Kennedy. You can go through a whole slew of men, but you can't find that many women, and that's very sad.
Well, I mean, considering the time periods, women kind of weren't allowed to be in a position where they could have influence.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, but you got to look at who wrote history, too. Back,
right.
A lot of men,
there was more female influence in history than we know of.
Right.
No, wait. Say that again, Jen.
There's more female influence in throughout history than people know of.
They just didn't get
because,
the credit.
Exactly. The men took all the credit. It, really, women are what built our history up. It was the wives of the men in power that were whispering in their ears, why don't you do this, just like we still do.
Just like Eve did to Adam. So let's go discuss one more thing. So Prince died, China died. Me and Caitlin were discussing, what if the third big celebrity is a one-name celebrity that goes next in the next couple of days? What one-name celebrities can you think of? I said Cher. Caitlin said
Madonna.
Can you guys think of anyone else?
Meatloaf.
Ooh.
Meatloaf. Good one.
Yeah.
Harold, can you think of any?
Well, Jim took mine, Meatloaf.
Oh, please. She did not.
Oh, please. That was mine.
Hey, I said, okay, whatever. let's see.
You can still think, Kate. I mean, like, I can't think of any other ones.
Seal. I mean, he has, at least at one time.
Obama?
Obama has two names. We were thinking, what was the... Oh.
I guess Beyonce doesn't really count. Beyonce Knowles.
Yeah, she does have a last name.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they all do. They just don't go by them.
Mm.
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy. My mother said Hulk. I'm like, Hulk Hogan? She's no, the big green guy, Hulk. I'm like, Mom.
Hulk.
as a fictional character. Well, you know, the deaf guy that plays him. He's like dying, isn't he?
Lou Ferrigno. Oh.
All right, so let's play Flashbang Game, and this time we're going to do it with dead celebrities.
Woo.
Celebrities that all died at the same time. And your Flashbang Game, oh, Boo is joining us on the playing game.
Hello?
And we're going to talk about which of these celebrities, had they lived and had the apocalypse occurred, would do better. Okay? You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Let's start with today. Harold, Prince or China? Which one would do better in the apocalypse if they survived, Harold?
China.
June?
China.
Caitlin?
China.
Boo?
China.
All right. I'm going to agree. That's a unanimous decision. China would fare better in the apocalypse. Farrah Fawcett, Ed McMahon, or Michael Jackson? Had they lived? Which one would do better in a nuclear war? Farrah Fawcett, Michael Jackson, or Ed McMahon? Harold.
Ed McMahon.
Why?
He seemed to have it all together.
Okay. June.
Let's see. Michael Jackson was all plastic. It's got to be Farrah Fawcett because... No. You there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Farrah Fawcett, Michael Jackson was too plastic, he'd melt.
Right. Okay, Caitlin.
I would say Farrah Fawcett because I know she was very athletic.
She was very athletic. Yes, she was. Very athletic. I'm going to go with Ed McMahon because Ed McMahon would be a really good drinking partner in the apocalypse. Boo, who do you say?
Michael Jackson.
Why do you say Michael Jackson? Okay, zombie apocalypse. Ready, guys? Who would survive the zombie apocalypse? Heath Ledger or who else died that same day as Heath Ledger? I forgot. Brad Renfro. Right, let's go skip them because that's... Let's go Heath Ledger. Let's go... Oh, wait. Zombie apocalypse. Richie Valens, Buddy Holly, or the Big Bopper? Harold.
Richie Valley.
Really?
Why? He was pretty talented in everything.
And the zombie apocalypse doesn't really take talent, Harold. Harold has no idea what we're talking about. Here's what's going on. Let me tell you what's going on. Inside Harold's brain. Right now, Harold is on the radio show, but he's watching some sort of infomercial on male pattern baldness while chatting in Chatsy. Jackie asks him a question. Harold can't
Harold fully bald.
Harold's trying to press rewind, but rewind doesn't work. He just names the last thing that Jackie says as the answer and hopes to get it right, but he has no idea what she asked.
Hey, I'm trying.
Fuck you, Harold.
What is he saying?
Hey, Harold, wait till you come to Pittsburgh and I put you on my show.
I don't know now.
Jim, well, you better get
actually,
the hell out of your state. Wait,
go with Richie. Oh.
Oh, my God, I just remembered. Harold lives in Arizona.
What?
So he's okay, then. Okay, you're okay.
Okay, Harold. Harold, I forgot you didn't live in Washington. In my mind, I had you in Washington State for the longest time, okay? And Jude, Richie Valens, Buddy Holly, or the Big Bopper, which one in the zombie apocalypse?
I actually would go with Richie Valens because look how he grew up. He was athletic, he could run, fighter, all of it.
Okay, that's a good one. Caitlin.
I'm going to say Richie Valens because he was the youngest of the three, and yeah, I think physically he just would have been able to handle it better.
I'm going to go with the Big Bopper because the Big Bopper was a big dude, and he'd be great in part of a zombie apocalypse survival group. Boo, what do you say?
I'm the Big Bopper. I'm going to say
You're going to say the same thing as me? Okay, good job. Final one. Final one. Ready? Let's go.
Okay.
This is going to be an apocalypse caused by some unknown catastrophic event that leaves the earth in a wasteland. You can find water if you look for it. You got to find the green, okay? Almost like it's a catastrophic event. There will be some things you need to do to survive, like kill animals and survive. There's no like zombie threat, no virus threat. It's just starting over caveman style after a catastrophic event. Which of these two dead celebrities, had they survived, would have been better in their prime, mind you, okay? John Ritter or Johnny Cash, Harold?
Johnny Cash.
Why? Tell me why.
Because he was a farmer when he started out. He grew up in a farm community.
And he was in prison.
Yeah.
Tough guy. He was a tough guy. He's always fighting. Always fighting. Good call. And Harold was paying attention that time. June.
I will have to second with Harold because, look how old Cash was. I mean, so if we had him when he was in his prime, you know, he was still doing things that didn't require technology like we do.
Okay, well, all right, you're missing the whole point of the second.
Sorry.
You can't take their skills from 1950. Okay.
No.
And you can take them as a human being. It's okay, it was a good answer. You guys just say it was a good answer. Caitlin.
I'm going to say Johnny Cash. I mean, he did worse things to himself than an apocalypse.
I'm going to say John Ritter. And here's why I'm going to say John Ritter. I'm going to say John Ritter because this isn't an apocalypse where you need someone to protect you. You need someone to work with you. And Johnny Cash was so anti-establishment. He was such an angry man. He was such a anti. He didn't follow the rules. He obviously cheated on his wife, June, how many times? I mean, so I'm going to say an apocalypse, that you do better in the apocalypse with someone that is easy to get along. So my guess is John Ritter because he's funny. Boo, what do you say? You say in the microphone.
Johnny Cash.
You say Johnny Cash?
I'm
going to
say the same thing again.
Why do you say Johnny Cash?
I'm going to say the same thing as her.
Caitlin. Okay,
yeah.
So you're saying the same thing as Caitlin. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so we are pulling up at the end of our show. I want to thank everyone for joining us, Harold and June. I'm going to come up with a synopsis for your television show. It's the Harold and June Show.
Surviving tornadoes and earthquakes in states other than the one that
oh,
live in.
Oh, my God. I'm going to write you a theme song.
Heck yeah.
I will write you
okay.
a theme song.
What the heck?
Harold and June, pretty soon, be living in a room. Going zoom, 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 zoom.
And bobblehead. I'm bobblehead time.
It's bobblehead time, yeah.
Bobblehead.
Oh, my God, green screen bobblehead. All right, well, thank everyone for sticking around, Harold. You're going to be here next week.
I may come up.
Yeah.
Are you going to come up, June?
I think about it, yeah.
Oh, good.
I think, hey, Harold, do you FaceTime?
Yeah.
Can you FaceTime? Mm-hmm. Harold can FaceTime?
Yes, he can Skype.
All right.
I can do FaceTime, I can do Skype.
Let's bring Harold on. We'll put him on my iPad Pro so he'll be as big as he'll have a human-sized head, and we'll have him Skype us or FaceTime us, and he can talk through his microphone. We'll turn the volume off on the iPad, so your voice and your face will be in different times. But we'll have you here with us, Harold.
Okay.
All right, on behalf of the Apocalypse Now Show, hopefully Rob will be here next week.
How much time we got left?
We just did
1 minute.
Say goodnight. Well, thank everyone for being here.
Say goodnight, boo.
Bye. Goodnight.
Bye.
Have a good weekend.